Little Crow is not a coward, and he is not a fool. When did he run away from his enemies? When did he leave his braves behind him on the warpath and turn back to his teepee? When he ran away from your enemies, he walked behind on your trail with his face to the Chippewas and covered your backs as a she-bear covers her cubs. Is Little Crow without scalps? Look at his war feathers. Behold the scalp locks of your enemies hanging there on his lodge poles. Do they call him a coward? Little Crow is not a coward, and he is not a fool. Braves, you are like little children. You know not what you are doing. You are full of the white man's devil water. You are like dogs in the hot moon when they run mad and snap at their own shadows. We are only little herds of buffalo left scattered. The great herds that once covered the prairies are no more. See? The white men are like locusts when they fly so thick that the whole sky is a snowstorm. You may kill one, two, 10. Yes, as many as the leaves in the forest yonder. And their brothers will not miss them. Kill one, two, 10. 10 times 10 will come to kill you. Count your fingers all day long, and the white men with guns in their hands will come faster than you can count. Yes, they fight among themselves, away off. Do you hear the thunder of their big guns? No. It would take you 2 moons to run down to where they are fighting. All the way your path would be among white soldiers, as thick as tamaracks in the swamps of the Chippewas. Yes, they fight among themselves. But if you strike at them, they will all turn on you and devour you and your women and little children, just as the locusts in their time fall on the trees and devour all the leaves in one day. You are fools. You cannot see the face of your chief. Your eyes are full of smoke. You cannot hear his voice. Your ears are full of roaring waters. Braves, you are little children. You are fools. You would die like the rabbits when the hungry wolves hunt them in the hard moon. Little Crow is not a coward. He will die with you.